I do not profess to be a great man like you, senors. After a time, I don't understand what you're talking about. You speak of governments and kings and constitutions and causes. If a man does me an injury, I smash his head. He hesitated. I do not know how to say it, but I mean, well, you kill people without hating them. Men who have not hurt you. No, that is not my way. He hesitated again, tried to collect his thoughts, looked intently at the middle of the roadway, shook his head, and relapsed into silence. The others looked at him, then at one another, and each man smiled. Manfred took a bulky case from his pocket, extracted an untidy cigarette, re-rolled it deftly, and struck a government match on the sole of his boot. "Your way, my dear Terry," he puffed, "is a fool's way. You kill for benefit. We kill for justice, which lifts us out of the ruck of professional slayers. When we see an unjust man oppressing his fellows, when we see an evil thing done against the good God," Terry crossed himself, "and against man, and know that by the laws of man this evildoer may escape punishment, we punish." "Listen," interrupted the tacit.